بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يهد الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد لهم أولياء من دونه، ونحشرهم يوم القيامة على وجوههم عميا وبكما وصما، مأواهم جهنم كلما خبت زدناهم سعيرا.
Verse number 97. And whoever Allah gives the ability for guidance is truly guided, and whoever He removes from it and leads astray, you will never find for them, O Messenger, protectors to guide them to the truth, repel harm from them, and bring them benefit. And I will gather them on the day of judgment, being dragged on their faces, not seeing, speaking, or hearing. Their abode towards which they will go is hell. Whenever the flames begin to subside, I will make them burn even more.
ذلك جزاؤهم بأنهم كفروا بآياتنا وقالوا أإذا كنا عظاما ورفاتا أإنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا.
Verse number 98. That punishment which they will meet in their recompense, due to their denial of my signs which I sent to my messengers, and because they said, considering resurrection to be improbable, when we die and turn into decomposed bones and scattered particles, will we be resurrected after this as a new creation? When they mentioned what they were holding onto and denying the resurrection, Allah refuted them by saying,
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ وَجَعَلَ لَهُمْ أَجَلًا لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ فَأَبَى الظَّالِمُونَ إِلَّا كُفُورًا.
Verse number 99. Do these deniers of the resurrection not know that Allah, who created the heavens and who created the earth, despite their greatness, has power to create the likes of them? So whoever has the power to create something great has the power to create something smaller, and Allah has made a limited time for them in this world, in which their lives will come to an end, and He has made a time for their resurrection, in which there is no doubt. But despite the proofs of resurrection being clear, the idolaters refuse except to reject the resurrection.
قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّي إِذًا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ خَشْيَةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ وَكَانَ الْإِنْسَانُ قَتُورًا.
Verse number 100. Say, O Messenger, to these idolaters, if you possessed my Lord's treasures which never deplete or finish, you would desist from spending them, fearing they will deplete until you will turn poor, and it is human nature to be miserly. Except if one is a believer who spends hoping for Allah's reward, and when the Prophet, peace be upon him, faced the denial of the idolaters, consolation came to him through the story of Musa with Fir'aun and his people. He said,
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ فَاسْأَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ فَقَالَ لَهُ فِرْعَوْنُ إِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا مُوسَى مَسْحُورًا.
Verse number 101. I granted Musa 9 clear proofs, which bore testimony for him. They are the staff, the hand, the famine, decrease in fruits, the hurricane, locusts, lice, frogs and blood. O Messenger, ask the Jews when Musa brought these miracles to their predecessors, and Pharaoh said, I see you, O Musa, as a man afflicted by magic, as you bring strange things.
قَالَ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا أَنزَلَ هَٰؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَصَائِرَ وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنُ مَثْبُورًا.
Verse number 102. Musa said in response to him, O Fir'aun, you know for sure that these signs have not been sent except by Allah, who is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. He has sent them as proofs of His power and the truthfulness of His messenger. But you have rejected, and I know, O Fir'aun, that you are going to be a destroyed loser.
فأراد أن يستفزهم من الأرض فأغرقناه ومن معه جميعا.
Verse number 103. So Pharaoh intended to punish Musa, peace be upon him, and his people by exiling them from Egypt. So I destroyed him and all the armies with him by drowning them.
وَقُلْنَا مِن بَعْدِهِ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اسْكُنُوا الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا.
Verse number 104. And I said to the Israelites after destroying Pharaoh and his armies, settle in the land of the Levant. Then when the day of judgment comes, I shall bring you all to the plain of gathering for the accounting. Beneficial points. 1. Allah alone is responsible for guidance and misguidance. Whoever He guides is truly guided, and whoever He misguides and abandons has nobody to guide him. 2. The abode of the disbelievers and their residence is hell. Whenever its fire will cool, Allah will increase it with burning fire. 3. It is necessary to hold firm to Allah when the transgressors and the tyrants are threatened. 4. The transgressors and tyrants resort to using dominance and power when they face the people of truth, because they are unable to face them with proof and explanation.
وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا.
Verse number 105. And with truth I revealed the Qur'an on Muhammad, peace be upon him, and with truth it came down on him, without any change or tampering. And I did not send you, O Messenger, except to give glad tidings of paradise to those mindful of him, and to warn the disbelievers and sinful of hell.
وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنزِيلًا.
Verse number 106. And I sent it as a Qur'an which I have separated and explained, in the hope that you read it to people slowly and carefully, as this is more effective for understanding and reflecting. And I revealed it in separate portions, according to incidents and conditions.
قُلْ آمِنُوا بِهِ أَوْ لَا تُؤْمِنُوا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ سُجَّدًا.
Verse number 107. Say, O Messenger, believe in it, for your belief will not increase in any way, or do not believe in it, for your disbelief will not decrease it in any way. Surely, those who read the previous divine books and who understood the revelation and prophecy when the Quran is recited to them fall on their faces, prostrating to Allah out of gratitude.
ويقولون سبحان ربنا إن كان وعد ربنا لمفعولا.
Verse number 108. And they say in their prostration, Our Lord will never break His promise. The promise He made of sending Muhammad, peace be upon him, is going to happen. Surely, our Lord's promise of this and other matters will definitely occur.
وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ يَبْكُونَ وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا.
Verse number 109. And they fall on their faces, prostrating to Allah and crying out of His fear, and listening to the Qur'an and contemplating its meanings, increases them in submission to Allah and fearing Him.
قُلْ اِدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِ اِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَانَ أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ وَلَا تُخَافِتْ بِهَا وَابْتَغِ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا.
Verse number 110. Say, O Messenger, to those who criticize you for supplicating by saying, O Allah, O Merciful, Allah and the Merciful are names of His. So supplicate Him with any of them or other names of His. For Him are all beautiful names, and these two are amongst them. So supplicate Him through these two or other beautiful names of His. And do not recite loudly in your prayer in case the idolaters hear you, and do not recite so quietly that the believers cannot hear you, but rather choose a middle path between the two.
وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلِّ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا.
Verse number 111. Say, O Messenger, all praise is for Allah, who deserves all types of praise, and who is exalted from having a child or a partner. Thus, he has no partner in his kingdom, and he is not afflicted by disgrace or weakness. Hence, he has no need for anyone to help and support him. So exalt him abundantly, and do not attribute any child or partner to him, nor any helper or supporter. The Cave, Suratul Kahf. Themes of the Surah. It focuses on how to deal with trials, and to distinguish the right priorities therein, presenting examples of this.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahilladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Praise of the attributes of perfection and majesty, and for the outer and inner favors is for Allah alone, who revealed the Qur'an to His servant and messenger, and did not put any crookedness or diversion from the truth in this Qur'an.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
Verse number 2. But rather, He made it straight without any contradiction or discrepancy in it, to frighten those who deny the truth of a severe punishment which awaits them from Allah, and to tell the believers who do good actions what will please them, namely that there is a good reward for them, which no other reward compares with.
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا.
Verse number 3. Living in this reward forever, without it being cut off from them.
وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا.
Verse number 4. And it frightens the Jews, Christians, and some of the idolaters who said, Allah has taken a son. Beneficial points. 1. Allah revealed the Qur'an, which comprises truth, justice, the sacred law, and the best rule. 2. It is permissible to cry in prayer out of fear of Allah. 3. supplication or recitation in prayer should be moderate between being loud and silent. 4. The Noble Quran comprises every good action, which leads to what makes the souls happy and joyous.